White House and establishment media clash over coronavirus messaging, completely irresponsible. By Wendell Hasebo on July 31, 2021. The White House and establishment media battled Friday over coronavirus messaging, a rare divide in an otherwise unified relationship. The Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox and may be spread by vaccinated people as easily as the unvaccinated, The New York Times tweeted. But White House coronavirus response official Ben McCanna slammed The New York Times for failing to provide sufficient context in its reporting about transmit. Vaccinated people do not transmit the virus at the same rate as unvaccinated people, and if you fail to include that context, you're doing IT wrong, McCanna retweeted the response. The Washington Post was the next target for the White House coronavirus response official for tweeting. Vaccinated people made up three-quarters of those infected in a massive Massachusetts COVID-19 outbreak, pivotal CDC study finds. Completely irresponsible, the White House responded. 3 days ago, the CDC made clear that vaccinated individuals represent a very small amount of transmission occurring around the country. Virtually all hospitalizations and deaths continue to be among the unvaccinated. Unreal to not put that in context, McCanna added. The establishment media, for their part, pushed back on the White House's coronavirus testing protocols earlier in the week. Political questioned why weekly COVID testing is a reasonable substitute for vaccination and asked public health experts to weigh in on the question. One expert responded, "Tests, especially those conducted only weekly, are not a suitable alternative to vaccination." Likewise, a Post reporter disagreed with President Joe Biden's method of shaming or attacking the unvaccinated for not wearing masks. "If people are vaccinated, I don't understand the point of shaming or attacking them for not wearing masks. Democrats or Republicans. Why are we doing this?" Josh Dossie tweeted. The Biden administration's surrender to coronavirus was also underscored by a leaked memo from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, which the Post published Thursday and captures the struggle of the nation's top public health agency to persuade the public to embrace vaccination and prevention measures, including mask wearing, as cases surge across the United States and new research suggests vaccinated people can spread the virus. The Post's leaked internal document also suggested the agency, CDC, must move the goalposts of success in full public view while also admitting that people were told they no longer needed to wear masks indoors or outdoors if they had been vaccinated.